Do please be seated. So for those of us who are a regular part of Wells Street United Church, you will know that we have been going through a theme in our services called Small Wonder. We've been looking at the small wonder of Jesus' birth. And we've looked at God's wonderful plans set out by the Old Testament prophets. We've considered God's wonderful news that a light will shine out on those living in the land of darkness. We've thought about the wonderful work of God who offers justice and freedom and hope to individual lives and calls us to join him in that work. So we have talked about wonderful things, but I'm still wondering. Actually, I am wondering, what is that present under the tree? And who's it for? So let's take a look. Ooh, it's exciting. It's exciting. Do you do that thing ever when, you know, presents are under the tree that you kind of, well, you look and see who they're for, don't you? And then you try and work out what it is based maybe upon the size of it. And this is fairly kind of regular, isn't it, this one? Some are much more interesting in shape, but this not. And then you maybe poke it just to see if you can work anything out there, you know, and maybe you give it a little bit of a rattle or a shake, and, you know, you hope you don't drop it. Something, maybe it's broken already. Something going on there, isn't there? And of course, you need to look. I mean, probably should have done this already. You need to look at who it's, actually for. It says, Tim. That's me. That's me. Just in case. Oh, isn't that good? Happy Christmas with lots of love, Wendy. My beloved wife. I know. I mean, let me tell you that Wendy was asking me, you know, before Christmas, what would I like as a present from her? And I said to her, how about a Ferrari? She laughed in what I have to say was a very derisive manner. And if you didn't think my wife could do that, well, now you know. And I thought, well, okay then. What about an Aston Martin? That was met by silence. You know, so I don't think my luck is really very in, do you? But anyway, we live in hope, don't we, at these sorts of things. And so I wonder what it is. Any guesses from you what it is? Oh, yeah. I mean, do you know, if this was a jigsaw, there would be such a look of disappointment on my face. I would think my wife had bought this for herself, really, for me to give back to her, because she loves jigsaws, and I can do them, but, you know, I just can't be bothered, really. Anything else? Any other guesses? Hey? You reckon? I don't know about that. Okay. She said no, but, you know, any other guesses? I once had a gift of biscuits sent to me through the post by a, you know, elderly member of one of my former churches, and they were completely smashed. But the thought was there. Anyway, I think, you know, she said no to the Ferrari anyway, so I believe my wife, you know, she's not going to lie. So I think I'm going to open it, and we'll see what it is. Me first. I get to see it first. Ooh. Well, it's not a Ferrari, but it is an Aston Martin. So, and you know what that means? And it's got, I mean, It's going to take me some time to do this, I have to say. It's 707 pieces, and I tell you what, I will construct it, I will come back, but it may be some time, because it says 9+ years on the box. Okay, so, you know, in about 9 Christmases' time, perhaps, or maybe before that, we will see. An Aston Martin Valkyrie, if you don't know what that is, we'll have to ask James afterwards, because he's into Formula One and stuff like that, you know. So let's just pop it there for a moment. And thank you, darling. Excuse me. give my wife a kiss for it. If only I'd had that the other night when we drove the lap of lights at Silverstone at 8 miles an hour, approximately. Anyway. So, having opened that present, and strewn the paper down there, we'll clear it up later on, having opened that present, I don't have to wonder anymore what's inside of it, do I? I now know, and I am pleased, genuinely pleased to receive that. And I can't help thinking that, you know, okay, this is a Lego one, but surely it's just a down payment, isn't it, on the real thing, you know? It's gonna come in the future. But there are some things that we don't have to wonder about anymore because of Christmas Day. You know, we have had this period of waiting, particularly those of us who have been going through the season of Advent, the regular part of the church calendar. We've been counting down to this Christmas Day. And now we arrive at this day, and I can't help feeling we should have the manger out here, but it's probably tucked away in a cupboard somewhere. But we arrive at that time when we celebrate the baby in the manger, the baby who is Jesus. Today, because the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us, and because we have seen his glory, we don't have to wonder about God's Savior because we see Jesus. And we can know and appreciate what God has done for us. So there's different things that we no longer have to wonder about. And don't worry, this is not going to take very long, even though there are 8 things. People who know preachers know that 8 things can take a very long time in a sermon. This is not going to. We don't need to wonder if God cares. Because Jesus coming as a baby, a small wonder shows that God wants us to know him, wants us to know him, and for he knows us already, but he wants us to know him. And we don't need to wonder if we matter to God. The birth of Jesus as a tiny, vulnerable baby. Some of us here will know what it is, won't we, to hold a tiny, vulnerable baby. In my case, at the risk of embarrassing her, the first time was just over 30 years ago. And it is a very special thing. The birth of Jesus as a tiny, vulnerable baby in very humble surroundings shows God's love and compassion for all people, even the most marginalized of people. And even you and me. And another thing, we don't need to wonder any longer if God understands what we are going through. And my guess is that some of us in the last year will have gone through some really tough times. Maybe issues with health, maybe issues with bereavement and grief, maybe things at work and whatever else it might be, the tough times you've gone through. But we don't need to wonder any longer if God understands. Because in Jesus, God has become a human being. And that means he understands everything about being human, especially our suffering. And we don't need to wonder if we belong. Because John says in the reading that John read that to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God. So there is that promise in the Bible. And also, we don't need to wonder what are God's priorities or the priorities of Jesus, the Son. Because Jesus has told us that. And it can all be summed up in this way. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. We all have next door neighbors, I expect. It doesn't just mean next door neighbors. Our neighbor is any human being. Any human being like ourselves. We are called to love, and we would want to be loved in situations, in times of need, by others. And we don't need to wonder if we are forgiven, because not just the birth, but also the death and the resurrection of Jesus are God's plan. God's plan to save us, showing that he wants to rescue us from the wrong we do, and we all mess up our lives sometimes, maybe a lot of the time. But God wants to rescue us from that and to bring us back to him. Because God is like that. He is a God who is loving. He is a God of mercy and of grace. And then, if you're keeping count, this is number 8, so that it wouldn't take long. We don't need to wonder what God is like. Because the Word became a human being and made his home among us. As one of the versions of the Bible says, a modern translation, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. I love that thought of God in Jesus moving into our neighborhood. He made his home among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And that's what we celebrate. That's what we rejoice in. That's what we worship him for today. So let's just pray for a moment before we come to our final carol. Lord, thank you that today we share in celebrating the wonder of the Word becoming flesh. And as we do so, may we carry a sense of wonder beyond Christmas into our everyday places throughout the year and beyond. May we also take strength in the many things that we no longer have to wonder about today. Because the one through whom all things were made lived as one of us and showed us how to live for him. And may we receive you afresh and believe in your name and know that we are children of the living, loving God.